The title of this talk is Enzyme Activities as Affected by Orchard Floor Management, an Oregon Sweet Cherry Survey. The objectives of this portion of a much broader study was to survey 10 sweet cherry orchards in Oregon to determine if a multi-enzyme approach targeting multiple nutrients coupled with ordination techniques would be a useful tool in grouping orchards under various orchard floor managements, or OFM, climate and soil type. We also wanted to determine if these enzyme activities under these OFMs could predict potentially mineralizable N, or N-min. And more intensively, we wanted to compare on two OSU organic orchards the application of landscape cloth versus two different mulch treatments using enzymes and N mineralization potential. So we had 10 study farms. They're located in the state of Oregon. This is a Google Earth map with the Columbia River separating Washington from Oregon. Portland's here, OSU and Corvallis is down here. We had 6 organic farms represented by the blue stars. 4 of these were mature commercial farms. 2 were the OSU organic research farms. 1 is just a few miles outside of the university at the Lewis Brown Farm, abbreviated LB. The other is at the Hood River Research Center, abbreviated HR. And at these 2 farms, we're comparing landscape cloth versus straw mulch at Hood River or bark mulch at Lewis Brown. And then we also had 4 commercial growers. They're indicated by the yellow stars here. And on 2 of these farms, they had on-farm trials where they're comparing the application of a thick layer, about 6 inches, of straw mulch compared to bare ground. This study is unique in that we have 4 different soil orders represented, the majority of which are mollisols. However, we also have an alfasol and 2 very unique soils for Oregon, the andesols, volcanic soils located here at this orchard, and an ultisol, a highly weathered old clay soil, very red and fine textured soil located, oh, the mouse stopped working, at the LMO orchard. Additionally, there's a precipitation gradient, and this white line marks the separation of the east side from the west side of the Cascade Mountain region. And so on these farms, there's 36 annual precipitation, centimeters of annual precipitation. A few miles to the west, we double that at 76 centimeters, and we have a progression up to 132 centimeters annually. And I should note that the majority of this precipitation occurs during the non-growing season, so all of these farms are actually irrigated. And the enzyme activities I chose included beta-glucosidase and acetyl beta-glucosaminidase, aryl sulfatase, and acid and alkaline phosphatases. And these are related to carbon, nitrogen, sulfur, and phosphorus cyclings. And in particular, the NAGase, as it's often abbreviated, has been implicated to be an indirect measure of N-mineralization potential. So we were very interested in this particular enzyme. All of the methods were based on the p-nitrophenol techniques described by Tabatabai, except for NAGase, which was described by Pyramid Deng, but also a p-nitrophenol-based technique. Additionally, we looked at potentially mineralizable N using the 7-day anaerobic incubation. And this is a survey results because we're really, this data is from year 1 of a 3-year program. And traditionally, enzymes are used to track management changes or to track a particular farm over time. So in this study, we're really in the infancy, and so we're just trying to group using ordination techniques how these different managements under different climates and soil types might play out. So for this, we used soils that were collected in October 2006 from all 10 farms at 2 depths, although today I'll just talk about the 0 to 15 centimeter. And more intensively were the OSU research farms. They were sampled between 2 and 4 times a year. The most recently analyzed were from May of 07, and I'll share with you some more specific results from those 2 sites. The ordination technique used for all 10 farms collected in October 06 is called nonmetric multidimensional scaling, or NMS. It's very similar to principal component analysis, if you're familiar with that. And all of the enzyme activities were expressed on a per gram organic matter basis. This was based on the notion that enzyme activity typically increases with organic matter content, and a lot of the farms had been adding various levels of organic amendments, so we wanted to get them on a more even playing ground. And a lot of researchers have actually used this particular expression as an indicator of organic matter quality or the enzyme efficiency utilizing that particular organic matter. So this is the first non-metric multidimensional scaling plot with 18% of the variation explained along axis 1 and almost 80% explained along axis 2. And what we find is that actually these are all of the conventional farms, and they're grouping in the upper left-hand quadrant of the ordination. And I'll talk more specifically in a minute, but all of the organic farms are grouping on the right-hand side of the ordination. So there's a distinct separation between conventional and organic treatments. And using cluster analysis, we were able to group these different orchards into four groups. The first is actually one complete orchard where they can compare bare ground versus the straw treatment versus alleyways. So there's a progression along axis 2 moving from here to here. The other three conventional orchards are grouped together here. This is the second on-farm trial comparing bare ground to straw. However, this treatment was introduced just a couple months prior to sampling, whereas this treatment on this farm was introduced a year prior to. So therefore, we expected to see more separations according to enzyme activities expressed for organic matter unit with this farm compared to this on-farm trial. And four of the organic farms are grouped in this location. And again, this is the Hood River site comparing the straw mulch to the landscape cloth. And then the other research farm is located in a different group, and in the opposite direction along axis 2, the Lewis Brown bark mulch treatment was different from the cloth treatment, but in a different direction. And to be able to determine which of the enzyme groups were most responsible for separating these different orchards, I used a joint plot analysis where you get a vector analysis shown on the right-hand side of this graph. And basically, the line and the angle of these different vectors indicates the direction and strength of the relationship of that variable along a given axis. So if, for example, these groups could be explained along axis 1 using the acid phosphatase and the alkaline phosphatase activities expressed per organic matter unit. However, they were separating out in different directions depending on that particular enzyme. In contrast, along axis 2, beta-glucosidase, NAGase, and alkaline phosphatase increased from this part in the ordination in this direction. A better way to really represent this is showing all of the different enzymes, is to take one enzyme at a time and plot that as a linear regression. And what we have here is beta-glucosidase activity expressed in an organic matter basis. All of the enzymes, the units are micrograms of p-nitrophenol released per gram organic matter per hour. It's along the x-axis. And then the score of that particular farm, in this case along axis 2. And what we find with this particular enzyme activity was that the organic blocks were lower compared to the conventional blocks, with two exceptions shown here in pink and red. And this was true for beta-glucosidase as well as NAGase and alkaline phosphatase activity. Interestingly, if you do not express these enzymes on a per organic matter basis, you get the opposite results, with the conventional sites being lower than the organic sites. So it's important to look at the different interpretations based on the equation site you're using. And the only enzyme that showed the different response was acid phosphatase. And in general, the conventional sites shown in the red circle were lower than the organic sites, with the exception of these two organic blocks here. Using results specifically from the OSU research farms, again, these samples were collected in May of 07, where we compared landscape cloth versus straw mulch that had been applied in 05 and 06 of August at the Hood River site, and landscape cloth versus bark mulch that had been applied in June of 05 and 06, as well as a compost application in October of 06. And what we found here, this is a graph showing potentially mineralizable N along the y-axis and location and depth along the x-axis. The mulch treatments are represented by blue and the cloth treatments are represented by gray. We had increased nitrogen mineralization potential at the 0 to 15 centimeter depths at both sites underneath mulch compared to cloth. And at the Hood River site, we also found that relationship at depth. Looking specifically at the enzyme activities, these are a three-dimensional plot showing all phosphorus cycling enzymes. This is just for the Hood River site where we compared straw mulch versus cloth. The cloth symbols again are shown in gray and the mulch treatments are in blue. And we found that at both depths, alkaline phosphatase, which is increasing along in this direction along the y-axis, was higher under the mulch compared to the cloth at both depths, as well as phosphodiesterase activity, which was higher in the mulch compared to the cloth at both depths. Conversely, acid phosphatase, which is shown along the x-axis at the 15 to 30 centimeter depth, was higher in cloth compared to the mulch. Looking at the other enzymes, beta-glucosidase along the x-axis, NAGase along the y-axis, and aryl sulfatase along the z-axis, we found greater aryl sulfatase activity in the mulch compared to the cloth at 0 to 15. And at 15 to 30, we found greater NAGase activity underneath mulch compared to cloth, as well as aryl sulfatase activity, shown here. Using stepwise regression analysis to predict end mineralization potential using these enzyme activities, we found for all farms in October 06 that end mineralization could be explained according to this equation, where the contribution of NAGase activity explained 57% of the variation of this model. So in summary, enzyme expressed on a per gram organic matter basis coupled with NMS resulted in distinct groups of orchards. These groupings were qualitatively explained by orchard floor management with timing and type of organic amendment. However, additional samplings this year, we just collected all of the samples prior to arrival, as well as in 2008, along with assessment of abiotic properties, will provide additional interpretive power for group classification. And enzymes were a predictive tool for end mineralization potential, with NAGase explaining most of the model variation. The research farm straw mulch increased phosphorus and sulfur cycling activities at the 0 to 15 centimeters, as well as nitrogen and sulfur, and two out of the three phosphorus cycling enzyme activities at depth. There is no effect of bark mulch or compost compared to the cloth treatment at the Lewis Brown site, except for phosphodiesterase, which was higher under cloth. So with that, thank our funding sources, USDA, CRIS, IOP, and OFRF for financially supporting this, all of our growers, and the people at the different research farms for the plant maintenance. Thank you.